Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha, Lani Ka'a'a here with Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We are here to help unleash your God-given purpose. How does a person survive multiple brain surgeries, meningitis, seizures, and chemotherapy, and return to work as a teacher and a coach to positively influence the life of young people? Today is this story, the story of Jonathan Kirkhoff. We pause to remind you the reason we have this show, the Good Life Radio Show. It's to lead you to Jesus Christ. There is always hope in Christ, no matter what you are going through. Jesus died on the cross for your sins and for mine. He shed his blood on the cross. He was buried. And 3 days later, he rose. And today he is calling you. Jonathan Kirkhoff is a teacher. He's an elementary school teacher. He's a girls' basketball coach in Terre Haute, Indiana. Jonathan, welcome to our show.
Well, thank you for having me today. I really appreciate this opportunity to share my story.
Thank you so much. We are interested to hear all of it. So let's start. Where did you grow up?
Actually, I was born in Bedford, Indiana. But when I was 2, my family relocated to Terre Haute, Indiana. And so for the past 29 years, I've been a resident in Terre Haute, Indiana.
Wow. Okay. So most of your life spent in Indiana. That's amazing. Tell us a little bit more about your childhood. Who influenced you the most?
Well, for me growing up, my parents obviously were a big factor, and I probably thank them now more than ever with how they raised me. And I grew up in a church setting, and church was never really an option for me. You know, when the doors were open, when you have 2 parents for pastors, we were always there. But I guess I had more of a life story with that than most people, because there was a time in my life that maybe I kind of fell from the faith. I kind of had some rough things go on. I kind of left the church and followed my own path. And so I guess to pick back up my faith story, in college, while I was going through some of those rough times, my campus minister at Indiana State University played a big part going to see him and going to things that I never thought I'd go back to, and him sharing stories with me. That kind of brought me back in, and that's probably when I'd say that my faith matured and I was brought back to believing in Jesus and believing in God, and got me back on track to where I needed to be.
Mm-hmm. So such a important decision we all have to make, regardless, right, of whether you grow up in the faith, in the church, led by Christian parents or not. There always comes a point when we have to make a choice for ourselves. So can you tell us about that moment, that experience that led you to become deeply a relationship with Christ?
Well, growing up in the church, you know, I was baptized at a Baptist church when I was about 11 years old. But I guess, you know, that was my faith as a child. And after some things had happened and I had fallen into some depression and things, I kind of was just, I knew the campus minister, and he invited me at the time to a party, and I thought, well, you know, I like him, I'll go. And it actually was a night when he was showing a video of Louis Giglio, and it just kind of spoke to me, and I was like, you know what, I've gone down the wrong road. And hearing about how wonderful God was, and that there was somebody that actually loved me, and hearing about all that, it was kind of like, you know what, God's really on my side. I need to be getting away from this lifestyle that I've chosen and getting back to what I believe in. And I slowly started to build that faith back up through those videos with Louis Giglio and my campus minister, and it was just kind of a, I guess it was a God thing that he put me there. And after that, I'd made some different decisions, and I'd gone to Green Lake, Wisconsin, and served as a youth minister, and I just kind of got rid of all those worries that I had and put my faith back in him, because knowing he was there to love me, and I trusted him again.
Yeah. You know, today I heard in the middle of your conversation that you faced, as a young teen, I would imagine, young adult depression, challenges, pressures in life causing you to go into a place of darkness. I think there are many teens out there, and we're probably speaking to a few today. So I just want to kind of go there with you for a minute. Can you share maybe something that helped you from that space of darkness? Maybe go a little deeper.
Yeah. You know, I think when we're all teens, you know, we think we're in love. We find somebody we think we want to spend the rest of our life with. And for me, it was hard because I was emotionally abused during that relationship by my significant other's parents. And so that was hard for me. And I felt like nobody loved me, and I was told nobody loved me. And so that was a hard place and hard for anybody to hear. And so for me, going down that dark path, I really just needed to find somebody to love me. And when I went to that campus ministry and heard that there's someone, and I had known at the time I was going through becoming a teacher for young children, and I thought, man, if something ever happened to my young kids, that there's this person who would send his only son to die for me, and I couldn't imagine what it would be like to lose my kid in my class. And if there's somebody like that that would do that for me, that loves me that much, then these other people, they can't hurt me. Mm. And knowing that there's someone always there to love me no matter what was really what did it for me and what I needed at that time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the love of Christ, nothing like it. Nothing else can get you through those times. What difference has Jesus made in your life?
I think when I finally rededicated my life and I was in Wisconsin, and it kind of was like, you know, here I am, you need to put your trust in me. That was the big thing for me, is I needed to follow his plan, his way, and not my way. Mm-hmm. And so the trusting in him and knowing that his way, even though it may not always be easy, is always going to be the best. You know, he's not fair, but he's just. And he's merciful and he's righteous, and that was what, for me, got me back in the right space and has been most helpful for me.
Jonathan, describe, just for maybe a moment or two, the feeling of knowing God's love, juxtaposed with the darkness that you felt and now realizing, indeed, through the emotional abuse, but now God loves you. The feeling.
You know, when you're in the dark place, it just kind of empty, kind of like a shell. You don't really have much feeling or emotion. But knowing that God's there and that he loves me, there's just this sense of fullness, warmth, that love, I know nothing can ever bad really happen to me because he's going to take care of me no matter what it is.
Jonathan, that's so important. And I know you have so much more to your story. But our listeners out there, they are already engaged. So someone out there is hearing this right now, and you may be feeling like you're in that dark place. Jonathan has so much more to share that's going to bring hope to you. So I hope that you stay with us. When we come back, we are going to move forward and talk about some of the things that Jonathan has faced, other dark times. So stick with us.
aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Polymomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042. 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Radio Show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcasts with family and friends from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Thank you to Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kayani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, A1A Electrician, and Orthopedic Surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show, on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Hear me calling. Hear me calling.
You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ Is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Aloha, this is Lani Ka'a'a with Danny Yamashiro today. Again, you're listening to the Good Life Radio Show. It is a ministry of Jesus Christ Is Calling You. We're here every day to talk to people about their important and life-changing testimony. God gives us all a testimony, and it will reach others. So this is a show that talks about a testimony, but you have one too. And I'm encouraging you to always go out and remember, share that testimony, bring another person to know Jesus Christ as well. Today we're talking to Jonathan Kirkhoff. Again, he's a teacher and a basketball coach in Terre Haute, Indiana. And in the first part of our show, we talked a bit about growing up as someone in a Christian home and yet needing to find his own relationship. You know, we all have to find our own relationship with Jesus Christ, no matter our upbringing, our circumstance. Jonathan shared with us a time of darkness, and you say, wow, you know, someone surrounded by people of faith in the church faces darkness? Yeah, we all do, and there's all that, always that potential, but it's always a training ground and an opportunity for God to build a relationship and to build trust. And so if you are in that place of darkness, maybe you are today, I encourage you to embrace that darkness with Christ, to walk through it with him, that he would allow you to learn more about his love and his grace. And so as we return with Jonathan, I know we were talking about darkness and coming through that as a teen, but there was even a greater challenge up ahead. And I truly believe that what you went through, Jonathan, in your teen years was all training ground to build your faith as you headed into a bigger mountain, that you were going to need to lean on God for. So tell us about what happens next in your life.
Well, I completely agree that what I went through as a teen, if I hadn't been through that, I don't think I would have been prepared for what came next. If I wasn't trusting in God completely, I know that I would not have been able to get over the next mountain God was sending me. And I feel like, you know, growing up in the church, you think, oh, this is going to be a smooth walk with God. You know, it's going to be all great. It's not. It's going to be tough. And I don't think anything could have prepared me for that. But as a brand new teacher in 2011, I got hired as an interventionist, and then in 2012, a full-time teacher. And one of my passions, as you said, is basketball. And one night in that first year of teaching, I played basketball all the time. And after about 2.5 hours of basketball, I had a grand mal seizure. And they took me to the hospital, and no symptoms up to that point. But in the hospital that night, in the next few days, we found out that I had a tangerine-sized tumor on my brain. It was very rare, that no one knew had been there, that no one knew exactly what to do with it. And a week later, they went in, and was actually the first brain surgery I had. And after lots of tests and everything, they had determined that I had a very aggressive form of cancer of the brain. And so that kind of started off my next journey and my next hurdle, and when I really had to put my faith and trust in God.
Yeah, you know, it's one thing to see it coming, the challenges. But tell us about the moments when you are in such shock. Tell us about how that felt. You're completely healthy, absolutely no reason to believe that there is any health issue going on. What did it feel like to find out in a minute that you were not what you thought?
Well, I think another blessing that God put with me was that it was kind of a whirlwind, that it was kind of a shock. You know, after playing basketball for so long and then just collapsing, and I didn't really know exactly what had happened that night because I was so out of it that, you know, I thought, well, there can't be that much wrong. And then and they come back and they say that I had brain surgery. I needed brain surgery because I had this tumor. And it was just kind of one of those things where, you know what? It is what it is. We don't know if it's cancerous, but they're going to go in and take it out, and I got to trust God's going to take care of me. And it was just kind of one of those things where I put my faith in God, and I honestly can say that through all of this, I wasn't ever really scared. The only thing I was scared about, I guess, was, you know, not being here for my family. And so the whirlwind and the speed of everything from minute, 1 minute, great, the next minute, uh-oh, it just went so fast that it didn't really faze me as it might some people.
Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about how your mom and dad, you know, you talk a little bit about your concern was sort of went to them and what was impacting them. How did they respond, and how did you all respond together as a family?
I knew early on when we did find out that it was cancerous and I did have to have these surgeries and there was other complications. I told myself that I was going to be strong through it because I know that they needed that. I'm very much like my mom. I wear my emotions on my sleeve. So I knew if I was strong, then she could get through it. But I know that it tore them up inside, and I could not ask for two stronger parents who were there with me every day. And I know my dad had to work, but I'm so thankful that my mom has a job and works for a church that she could be there. And she was there every day with me at the hospital. And if I was strong, I knew they could be strong. And the strength in numbers game kind of came into play. And I knew we could get through it. they never really showed how much hurt they were, but I know it was tearing them up inside. But I really appreciate them being there with me to get me through that.
Mm-hmm. You know, I'm going to ask you to do something. We don't always do this, but there are moms and dads out there right now listening. And I'm going to ask if you could share with them a word of encouragement that will help them go through today with a child who is facing an issue like yours.
I guess my word of encouragement is, you know, even facing the worst, and looking back now, knowing what kind of cancer I had, nobody has ever really survived the kind of cancer I had, and the treatment that I was put on caused other cancer for other people. So in my parents' eyes, that was, I'm sure, the worst to fear. I'm a child, but, you know, for them not to give up, them to be there, to be strong, really meant the world to me. And it showed me if they can get through this, as silly as it sounds, even though I was the patient, them to be there, even if they didn't say anything, their presence was known, and I'm so very thankful for that. If they hadn't been there, I don't know that I would have made it. I was okay if I didn't make it, but them being there was all the difference I needed.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, and I just want to thank you for that, because sometimes parents are not sure what role to play, you know, in the moments of the unknown, unplanned. I know that encouraged a mom or a dad to know that they are doing the right thing, and their presence, like you say, even when they don't have the answer, the presence.
Well, and I know there were times when we did not get along in the midst of all that. Mm-hmm. But, you know, even fighting, them being there meant everything to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you go through this, what you call whirlwind, which we look on the outside and it's much more than a whirlwind. It's your life and the potential to lose that. And tell us a little bit about the cancer and how going through that impacted your faith in Jesus.
Well, along with the cancer, I found out, well, I guess my parents found out, because why it was a whirlwind for me is I had meningitis of the brain as well. So finding out, looking back from then to now, if I hadn't had that meningitis, that kind of put me in a state where I wasn't really sure what was going on. Mm-hmm. That actually ate away at the tumor. And so for me, I was out of it most of the time. Mm-hmm. So my parents could better speak to what was really going on through that time. But I went through the brain cancer and then an aggressive form of chemo because, as I said before, most people that had the tumor kind that I had was so aggressive that if they did get rid of it, then it would come back somewhere else. And then the chemo treatment, if I had stayed on it longer than I did, it would have caused leukemia. And so if it hadn't been for the meningitis and it hadn't been for everything that I'd been through, then I really wasn't, you know, I'm kind of a medical miracle to an extent because nobody's ever been through that and survived it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. A God miracle.
Absolutely.
A testimony.
And I think if I hadn't, I truly believe that God was with me the whole way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I went through that dark point in my life and I said, you know, I'm going to put my trust in him and no matter what he does to me, I'm going to say, okay. And this was him saying, okay, if that's what you're going to say, here we go. Mm-hmm. And most people, I think the hardest thing for most people would think, well, how can you thank God for that? But I truly believe that this cancer that God allowed me to have made me a better man.
Mm. You talk about trust, and such an important part of the journey that we can do. Trust in your parents, those around you. Trust in Jesus. If you're out there and you're in the middle of a impossible situation, health, maybe it's financial, maybe it's emotional, trust. Trust in Jesus that he has you and that he will get you through and that his plan is perfect. It's even greater than your own. And even when Jonathan could not make his own decisions, he trusted the outcome to Jesus. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about that outcome, because there is a great outcome. And so I hope you'll stick with us through the tough stuff, because we have a story of hope coming up, and you need to hear the hope of Jesus. Stay with us.
The stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup. I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ Is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter, or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Aloha lani ka'a'a with Danny Yamashiro here today. We've been talking to Jonathan Kirkhoff. An amazing story, a God miracle of a young man who faced death, brain surgery, cancer, tumor, and then true healing. And we're going to talk about that healing coming up. If you'd like a complete recording of this, please go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. You can find this podcast as well as many others. Amazing stories, all glorifying God. And so take a visit, goodlifehawaii.com. Today's guest is Jonathan Kirkhoff. We've talked so much, Jonathan, about your time in the hospital and the many treatments. But let's kind of turn the corner here, because This is the corner that we want to turn. Where were you when you experienced your great breakthrough in your recovery?
Well, I guess it was a long time coming, because I was told I would be on chemo for the rest of my life because they were so fearful that it would come back. So I was actually on chemo for several years after that one bad year of being in the hospital for so long. And one day we went in for another scan and got the results back, and my oncologist said, you know, there's no sign of any tumor. There's no signs of any cancer cells. There's no sign of anything up there other than scar tissue from your surgery. And he said, we're going to take you off the chemo. He goes, right now, you're cancer-free. And that was the day about 4 years ago that he said, you know, you're in the clear. We're going to keep checking you up. But right now, recover and live your life.
So how did that, Jonathan, how did that change your perspective on life itself?
Well, you get a little more fearful of your health after going through everything you did. So I still go to the doctor probably more than I ever did before. But, you know, it really changed my outlook on, you know, if I can beat these things when I shouldn't have lived so many times, that, you know, I can get through anything as long as I put my trust in Jesus. He can get me through the absolute worst, and I'm no longer afraid of anything that's going to come my way because I know he's with me.
I guess when you mentioned the word no longer afraid, I take it you're no longer afraid because you face the greatest fear, the fear of death, the greatest fear of a person. So what has that place in which you are now enabled you to do that, say, you may not have been able to do prior to this long bout and challenge and battle with cancer?
Well, I think my greatest fear, I guess, was never death, as crazy as that might sound. It was the fear of being loved and having someone I can trust in. And so I think through my dark time, and then after getting over that and then finding out that, hey, there is somebody I can love and there is somebody I can trust that's never going to leave me, I go back to that warm comfort feeling that I have, that, you know, I can live my life and I can be who I am, and I don't have to worry about other little minor things, because I got somebody that loves me through the dark times and I can trust to get me through the hard times. Mm-hmm. And my outlook on life is just, I can be me now. I don't have to put those worries anywhere else besides in him.
Mm-hmm. It sounds amazing. And the price you paid was worth it, I want to say.
It was absolutely worth it. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You're currently a elementary school teacher and a coach. And I'm sure that there are seeds of that new normal for you that are part of what you do with your kids. Can you tell us a little bit about what your miraculous healing did and how it's impacted your teaching and your coaching?
I'm not one to bring up my story very often, just in normal conversations. I don't want to be someone that's put in the spotlight or take the spotlight or anything like that. But I use it probably more in my basketball coaching than I do in the classroom, because I deal with such young kids in the classroom, it's hard for them to understand exactly. But, you know, coaching girls basketball in high school, they go through just as many challenges as anyone else. And, you know, I help them see that, you know, you may think that, hey, right now is the worst part that's going on. But, you know, I've used my story with them several times to say, hey, listen, here's what I've been through. Your stuff you can be thankful that, hey, you can get through so much more. And I actually have used that to influence my basketball team. And once a year, right before we get ready for our state tournament, I offer them the chance that if they want to. Now, I bribe them with food because they love to eat. But if they come to church with me right before our tournament time, then I'll take them out to eat. But the response for that, I have my whole team every year come, and they get to sit in on church, and maybe I've planted a seed for them one day. Mm-hmm. If they don't go to church, that maybe there's a seed for them with my story and taking them there, that maybe one day they'll accept Jesus as their Savior.
Mm-hmm. How did God lead you into teaching? Why teaching as a career?
Well, I probably changed what I wanted to do five or six times before I actually got through or into college, but I mean, just the people around me told me I was so good with kids, and I worked at the church with my parents growing up in the small kids' room, and my dad's side of the family is all teachers, and so it was just kind of one of those things that it just felt right, and they were right. You know, I wouldn't have any other career. I love teaching. I love working with kids. And I feel like it's the one job that I can have my hand in all those other professions that I wanted to do at one point or another.
And what about basketball? I mean, why basketball? Maybe that's a foolish question when I'm talking to somebody from Indiana. But let me ask it anyway. Why basketball?
I love the game. That is, basketball is absolutely my stress relief, my enjoyment, just something I've always loved to watch and love to play with my friends. And so straight out of high school, I was on the hunt, trying to get in my foot in the door. And, yeah, it's big in Indiana, absolutely. and I had some Hall of Fame coaches that I've surrounded myself with. And just through some really good teaching from them, they taught me the game. I found a love for it, and I found that I could impact not only the young people's lives through school, but I had a great coach that I worked with the last 6 years. And he taught me, he was a good Christian man, and he just taught me that I can impact young adults' lives and make a difference in their future as well. And the combination of those two give me great evenings, even though they're long hours. Mm-hmm. I just love it.
I guess before we go to our next break, we still have a few moments before our last segment, Jonathan. But when you look at your vision for the future, has the Lord, through this ordeal, given you greater clarity?
I think there's always things that I'm going to learn. I think as a teacher, we kind of are in the mindset, we're constantly learning. I learn from my girls. I learn from my students. So yeah, there's a clarity, and I know this is where I'm supposed to be. I know that I'm making a difference in young people's lives, but you know, I still think there's always a haze in the future because I'm not exactly sure where God's going to take me. He could tell me tomorrow that, hey, it's time to switch jobs like I did this past year. And, you know, I think there's always that fork in the road that could come that I'm not quite expecting.
Let's go a little deeper with that. Since you mentioned the fork in the road and a transition that you recently have gone through, someone today might be going through their own, facing their own fork in the road. How did you navigate one, two, three different opportunities and decide on the one that you felt God was leading you to?
For me, now that I've been through as much as I have with my health and my mental aspects, I really am very aware, self-aware of my physical health, but not only my physical health, my mental health. And I did have several opportunities this last year, and I prayed over it, and I went for my emotional health, my mental health, you know, my physical health. I'm good now. And so I needed to get my mental health where it needed to be. And I felt like, you know, I might be working a little bit more, but God was telling me, you know what, get your mental health right, and I'm going to take care of the rest. And I think it all goes back to that trusting in God, you know, wherever he's calling me, whatever feels right, that's where I go these days.
Mm. Jonathan, a new life, a new opportunity, a new start because of a miracle that God gave you to continue on. And as a listener and you out there might be waiting for that miracle and for that new life. If you listen to Jonathan's story, I hope you'll understand that there's a hope and a future for all of us, no matter if we're in the darkness or we don't even know we're in the darkness. But God's got a plan and a purpose, much like he did in Jonathan's life, and he needs you to stick with him so that he can do what only he can do, so that you can do what only you can do for his glory. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
Aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I lead you home.
In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, I believe in you. Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kaiani Team Aloha, has seen Kaiani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kaiani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kaiani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528. Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042, 484-2042.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Radio Show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcasts with family and friends from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Thank you to Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arunaga Financial Group Incorporated, A1A Electrician, and Orthopedic Surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show, on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ Is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Aloha Lani Ka'a'a, here with Danny Yamashiro. We do have a very special guest today. Again, a powerful testimony of a life changed, a life saved, and a life built on Jesus Christ and a trusting relationship with him. Jonathan Kirkhoff, he was a young teen, faced a dark time and some depression for sure, and then rekindled his love for Jesus and rebuilt a faith, and then faced the most amazing surprise that none of us would ever want on ourselves or our children. The the news that there is cancer and there is a tumor in my brain. And I need to act immediately because it's life-threatening. And so we've learned from you, Jonathan, that there is hope, even in the most impossible health situations, that when the doctors say it's never happened before, God can say, but this time, because I'm here, because you trust, because I have a purpose, and I need you. And so Jonathan is that testimony, and thank you so much, Jonathan, for being with us. And, you know, you've shared about the dark times, and you've shared about the miracle and the recovery and what you're doing today and teaching, changing young adults' lives. And I have to think that there's somebody out there that, as well, you are looking at a dark time and you're not sure what your purpose is or where God can use you. He has a plan. You just have to trust that. Jonathan, I'm so thankful again for your story. And, you know, this has got to have changed your life, but it's got to have changed the lives around you too. So I wanted to ask a little bit about how has that changed your life with your parents, your sister, the friends that walked through this with you? How has that changed?
This is the part that's tough for me. My relationship with my family has grown so much. And I didn't always have the greatest relationship with my dad. But since then, we've gone on trips together. I know how much they sacrificed for me. And I'm so thankful for everything they've done. And it's just brought us all together. It strengthened my friends. It strengthened my family. And that's something that I can never repay anybody for. And I'm just eternally grateful for that.
In this time, Jonathan, scripture, has there been any scripture that you have found yourself constantly going back to, standing on, finding stability, finding hope, a word that God has given you that has transcended time and space in your life?
Through all this, I guess, found my life verse, Philippians 4:13, that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And I try to live by that every day. Because after everything I've been through, I truly believe with God, I can get through anything and anybody can get through anything. And that verse has been so special to me through everything too. And I'm thankful for that.
I'd like to take a moment, Jonathan, if we may, to go in a little further with that. Because, you know, that passage, Philippians 4:13, someone might feel like it's so cliche where, you know, people say that all the time. But on the backdrop, or with the backdrop of the Jonathan Kirkhoff story, meningitis, multiple surgeries for brain cancer, What does that mean to you in such a way that you think could be practically shared with someone who is wondering, well, could God work in my life? What would you say?
You know, I think God works in a lot of different ways. And, you know, there's some people thinking, well, I don't have these major things going on. But it's really taught me that, you know, it's not just the big things. It's not just the cancer. It's not just the depression or the meningitis. It's every little thing. You know, I go to work and I might stress over a child, or I might have an issue with my car, or whatever the case may be. But, you know, I stop in that moment and I think, you know what? I can get through this because I know I have someone that loves me and I trust them. And that's just made such a difference in my life that I can't ever think of a time now where I wouldn't have trusted. Why didn't I trust him? And now all those little things don't seem like such a big thing because of everything I've been through.
And in, you know, you talk about those littler moments now that might have seemed really big at one time. And to some of us, they probably still seem big because we haven't needed to trust God with our lives. Do you have a special word that you can share with the kids that are out there that maybe they're not in the whirlwind part of a life-threatening situation, but they are certainly in the dark part of that life-threatening situation, about what can they do day to day in order to get through day to day?
I think, I don't want anybody to ever have to go through everything I went through. I wouldn't wish that upon anybody. But those little things, I do remember them seeming so big and so overwhelming. And I look back and I think, man, if I had just given that weight to God, let him take care of that and not stress over it, how much happier I would have been, how much less stressed I would have been. And if I just, it's sad that it took all those things for me, but if I could just tell somebody, you know, trust him, even if, though it may not be easy, just put your trust in God, let him do it. And it may not be in your time, it may not be in the way you want it, but in the end, it's going to be so wonderful if you just give those things up to God and let him do his way.
Yeah. Jonathan, thank you so much for everything that you have shared. And would you mind, I can't think of a better way to close this with, but would you pray for our kids and for our families in this time? And also whatever God has laid on your heart to pray for right now, would you pray?
Dear Heavenly Father, I'm so thankful for this opportunity to be with Lonnie and Danny today to share my story. And my prayer is that my story might touch someone out there to let them know that you really can get through anything if you put your trust in God. And God loves you no matter what you've done or no matter what you're going through. And I pray that they can just give those things to you. You're the ultimate healer. You're the ultimate power. And you're so wonderful, Lord, that I hope that there are people out here that listen to this and just can put everything into you. We love you, and I thank you again for this opportunity. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Jonathan, thank you so much for sharing the story of hope that you did today. We appreciate you. And pray that you would continue to share that story and change lives. Captivating words from Jonathan Kirkhoff. What an amazing story. God's timing is perfect. There is no better time than right now to share the love of Christ with someone near you. And if you haven't done so, this is the perfect moment to open your heart to Jesus Christ. Please visit us at thegoodlifehawaii.com. Click on the link, Get to Know Jesus. If you'd like to help us with your financial support, maybe make a donation, thegoodlifehawaii.com is a place to go. Click on the link, Partners. 1 Peter 5:7 says, cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. It is always a blessing to be with you. Thank you to Jonathan Kirkhoff for his story today. Until next time, I'm Lonnie Ka'a'a here with Danny Yamashiro. Thank you to our technical producer, Chaz Ontai, web designer, Arlen Nagata, and our guest coordinator, Suzanne Maurer. I'm Lonnie Ka'a'a. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let him unleash your God-given purpose today.
you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.